It is Medicare open enrollment day, the period, the first day of open enrollment period, and it can be confusing. People are here right now from People's Health to help walk you through the process, so why not get it out of the way early? Not a lot of waiting or anything like that. You can come on in, and they'll sit down and talk to you, walk you through the different Medicare options, Medicare Advantage, and everything that you need to do or don't need to do to make sure that you get what you want. We got Joe's Donuts from Joe's Cafe. Yeah, six locations across East Bank and West Bank, Metairie, Tarrytown, Marrero, Westwego, and Gretna, two in Marrero, as a matter of fact. And Simone Malloz joins us now with the coalition, the campaign director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta. I got a lot of papers in front of me here. Simone, sorry about that. How you doing?
I was going to let that work out. Yeah, I was still stuck on donuts. Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
That's maybe I had donuts on my mind, too. That's the problem.
I have donuts on my mind, yes.
I see this story, smaller bid barataria from Mark Schlefstein, smaller bid barataria sediment diversion likely, details are scarce. Then I read a little bit about it, and Pat Connick's gotten to get trying to get details on where it stands. Gordon Dove says some of it is confidentiality agreements and all that. Tell me where the mid barataria sediment diversion stands as far as you know.
Yeah, Tommy, thank you for having me back on to talk about this. I know that we talk about this a lot, but it's a really complex subject. It's a complex project, but it's really, really critical. And last week there was a hearing in Senate Transportation, of which Senator Connick is the chairman of, and this subject was brought up again. The legislature stays on top of this issue. They want to talk about where this project is. It obviously not just has, you know, big environmental impacts, but it has huge economic impacts as well. And so Senator Connick and some of the other senators on Senate Transportation wanted an update from a previous visit to that group that happened in August. And we learned a little bit more. We have not learned a lot about where the project stands. We know that it is not really moving forward. And so Senate Transportation was another opportunity to talk about the status of the project, where it's headed, where it's going, and to allow the legislature to talk about the project more when details are scarce.
Is Plaquemines Parish main concern with this, the oyster fishermen?
There are always concerns about the impacts of projects of this size and scale. But, Tommy, we've talked about this before. This is the size and scale of a project that we need to address Louisiana's land loss problem. In particular, this project addresses injuries that were received as part of the Deepwater Horizon tragedy, right, all those years ago. There are negative impacts that seem to be concentrated on, especially now and lately, and to specific user groups for sure. But we feel as project supporters and people who believe in the process of which they got to, you know, decide to build and to fund this project, we believe that those impacts were looked at, they were studied. There's tens of thousands, literally, pages of analysis when it came to making this decision. And we believe that those impacts were looked at and were mitigated for. So the thing that we kind of is missed in some of this storyline, Tommy, is what happens to our coast if projects like this and this particular project is not built? What happens if there is a future with no action? And the answer is very bleak.
Who is the Louisiana Trustee Implementation Group? Because, you know, this is a major project. Now they got this group. I don't quite know who they are. And then, you know, we got the new head of the Coastal Protection Reproduction Restoration Agency saying that they got a confidentiality agreement. There's a lot of public money. I don't quite understand how that can be.
Yeah, great question, Tommy. You know, I mentioned it's a very complex project, and one of the reasons is because it is paid for with oil spill dollars. This goes back to something that doesn't even have to do with Louisiana in particular, with the Oil Pollution Act, or OPA. Some of the other Deepwater Horizon funds comes from Clean Water Act. These are federal pieces of legislation that describes how the in this case, how BP and the other parties basically have to pay for what happened for Deepwater Horizon. So this is a legal process. It is a complicated federal process. And there are federal agencies that make up the TIG, or the Trustee Implementation Group. They are the ones entrusted with the money to make sure that the injuries are mitigated for. There is a state version of that that includes several state agencies also, but really it goes back to this federal Trustee Implementation Group who oversees the money. This is where it gets a little complicated, Tommy. The money that we have for Louisiana is for Louisiana the place, not necessarily Louisiana the government. So in the case of Deepwater Horizon dollars, several different people have used that money to build projects in Louisiana. So some of the federal agencies, there even is a tribal designation for tribal communities to access this money to build projects. So the money is for Louisiana. It's just not necessarily always for the government of Louisiana. And so that's all built into that process.
Let me take a break. I'm going to try to let my eyes deglaze here, and when we come back, I'll just ask, what is the status of...
You made me sound unfun. This is important.
it's just very complicated. I guess what I'm trying to find out is, what is the status of the project? And when I hear Gordon Dove talk about a scaled-down version, is that going to be like the compromise that they've reached with the flood walls with the Corps of Engineers before Katrina? We all know how that turned out. 6:52, 8 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:58, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Simone Malloz, campaign director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta, talking about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion. So, Simone, bottom line, where does the project stand? And when I hear Gordon Dove talk about a smaller version of it, is that akin to, half a loaf is better than none, or you're just kind of whistling in the wind because it's just going to be the worst of both worlds. Thoughts?
Yeah, the state is talking to Plaquemines Parish. Plaquemines Parish had filed suit against CPRA because of a local permit that they think needed to be obtained. And because of that, that's why we have not learned a lot of information. And there's been this non-disclosure agreement, essentially. And yes, we have heard and they have discussed the idea of a smaller diversion or something in place of this. But Tommy, this project took 6 years to permit. It went through an extensive process to get funded. We don't think it's that simple as just deciding to no longer build it. They've already spent roughly $519 million on this project. And so we want to know, we want details, we want to hear more about things that are not being discussed right now, because we have real concerns about not just the money, but the impacts of a smaller project, what that would look like. Does that really mitigate for the injury that occurred, et cetera? So we're not going to stop asking these questions, and we appreciate when others who care about Louisiana's coast do the same.
I do, and we'll have you back. Thank you, Simone Malloz. We're live at the People's Health Medicare Center.